All right. God damn, is that loud. Hi, it's Phil, and this is the pre-show for today. And as I look at myself here in the camera, I just have one thing to say. I just get better looking every day.
All right, yeah.
And of course, you know I'm kidding. If you don't, you got something fucking wrong with you. Okay? Okay? All right. Boy, this coffee cup I haven't washed in looks like a week. Mm-mm. So, and I was going to tell you, because I thought of the whole thing, you know, I was thinking about how good life has been to me. Life's been pretty good for me. I mean, it wasn't always that way. You know, life started out tough. And I had to, you know, like a lot of us, I had to struggle and figure out what the fuck it was I was doing. But I finally figured it out, and I did it. And so everybody likes to quote that fucking movie Shawshank Redemption where they say, get busy living or get busy dying. And that's nice, and that's a good saying. I'm not as enamored of that fucking movie as a lot of people are, especially men. And I've met a lot of guys, you know, they're really like Shawshank. It's fine. But I will tell you a story. I was auditioning for a movie. I was auditioning for a TV show. I was in the office waiting to go into audition. And one of the actors in that office waiting to go in an audition was the actor Bob Gunton. And Bob Gunton played the warden in Shawshank Redemption. I mean, he's a great fucking actor. He's a great actor. He informs and he fills out that authoritarian asshole character just about as well as anybody. I've seen him, and I saw him in Mate One. I saw him in the movie about Ruby Ridge. I thought, you know, and Bob Gunton was in that office. And I, as I was signing in, you sign your name, and I saw Bob Gunton. And so I verbalized, I said, Bob Gunton, you know. And I looked around, and he kind of looked up at me because he was working on something. And I said, Mr. Gunton, I'm sorry. I said, I'm a fan, you know. I'm just an actor, but I'm a real fan of yours. Well, the production assistant was sitting there, and he recognized the name Bob Gunton. Well, he couldn't have been more gracious and such a great guy. I said, geez, it's just a pleasure to meet you. That's all. I didn't want to bother you. Oh, that's okay. I'm getting ready to go. And I said, yeah. I said, I'm personally in radio myself. This is something that I'm doing. I'm starting out. He said, I was educated by the Carmelite monks. Now, the Carmelite monks and the religious orders of the Catholic Church, you have to understand, they all specialize in something. Jesuits are a certain way. The Carmelite monks, I think that, I hope I'm pronouncing them right, were into media. So he said, I'm familiar with media. I'm familiar with broadcasting because these were my teachers. I said, oh, wow, you know, so that was the entree into getting us, really, myself and this other young man, asking all kinds of questions about him, you know. He was being very polite. And we said, we were talking about character. And he said, you know, I showed up on the set of Shawshank Redemption with a Maine accent. I had practiced, I'd worked on a Maine accent because the prison was located in New England. I said, really? He said, yeah. And he said, when I got there, everybody, all the other cast had not bothered to even learn New England accents. And the producer said to me, it doesn't matter, you know, you don't really need to have that. He said, so I worked on this New England accent for no reason. I said, well, you know, I mean, that just kind of showed me what a hardworking, dedicated actor he was. And we talked about the philosophy of Shawshank Redemption. She said it was a movie about friendship. They shot it in Ohio. They shot it at not in Maine or wherever it was supposed to, in Ohio, in an abandoned prison of some kind. And it was the greatest thing to be able to share what I consider to be a really terrific actor, to share his observations and his motivations, I guess, and the way he views his process, the way he prepares. I thought it was terrific. So of all the experiences I've had with the movie Shawshank Redemption, and I loved him in it, and everybody was great. Tim Robbins, Morgan Freeman, they're all great. But you know, just I'm not humping that fucking movie like a lot of guys do until the day they die. But having said that, the best experience I've had with Shawshank Redemption was actually meeting prison warden, what was his name, Norton or something, meeting the actor Bob Gunton and talking to him about that movie. Nice, hell of a nice guy, and a guy that took time out of, you know, he was preparing just like we were to go in an audition. And you think about a guy like that, why does he even have to audition? But, you know, he's just, man, cats that are real actors, I mean, they really give a shit about what they're doing, you know. They probably don't mind auditioning. I don't know. What do I fucking know? You know, I don't particularly like auditioning. I I'd rather not. You know, I'd rather just show up and show them how fucking bitching I can be without auditioning. But that's not going to happen. So tell you what, let me just give me the job, will you? Okay, you'll see. It'll be great. Yeah. All right. So there's my big name drop of the day. Bob Gunton, great guy. Honest to Christ, he was. And spent time talking to us about all this stuff, man, having to do with Shawshank Redemption and other things having to do with his career. It was really great. Like the Christian Brothers, I went to high school. Those were my teachers. What did they do? They made wine. Now, I'm not saying that was their specialty. I think the Christian Brothers are known as teachers, but they had the winery, the Christian Brothers Winery. The Jesuits are what? They're intellectuals, man. The Jesuits are way the fuck up there, man. Heavy hitting. I think, aren't they like legal cats? Is the law their thing? And then the monks, the Carmelite monks, okay, who were into media. And so if you were educated by them, that was especially theirs. That's something that they imparted or helped facilitate for you. So I thought today I would bring in Gloria. Gloria?
Yes, Phil. Gloria Grubner here. It's Gloria Grubner Worldwide, and I want to bring in a man I think that's been given short shrift, Dr. Ron Tarner.
Well, no, wait.
Hold on, Phil.
Thank you very much, Gloria, and I have been given short shrift. And today I want to talk about black holes.
Black holes. Now, there's a lot of jokes that can be done, but we're not here to joke. The black hole you're talking about is in outer space.
Yeah, it is. And the black hole... or maybe she says,
and we have a letter now, and this is from Eleanor Sizemore, and this is from Eleanor Saddleback. This is from Eleanor Glasscock.
I'm a big child. I went to school with a kid by the name of Greg Glasscock. Greg, if you're out there, you know, just a big shout out to you, man.
I'm Gloria Grover. This, then, is Gloria Grover Worldwide.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That'll work. That fucking works. Who says it don't, man? Oh, God, I got a stuffed up nose. What the fuck is this? When I go to bed at night, my nose is stuffed up. What is that? Is that allergies? I guess. But then it doesn't last all that long. It lasts for like maybe a half hour, then I can breathe again. I don't know. Maybe it's like the way I'm like laying down and then sitting up. Who knows?
Gloria Grubner Worldwide.
Oh my God. Bob Gunton, bless your heart, Bob. Where is he now? That's the kind of actor, he'll never stop working. He'll always work. And I also believe he's a Californian. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I could very well be wrong about that. Let me see. La 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 la. It has all the characters that he's played. He was Cyrus Vance. Gunton was Santa Monica, California. Oh, he was born in Santa Monica, so he's a Californian. Right, you know. What year was he born? Santa Monica, California. 45, so he's 7 years older than me. Well, you know what, Bob? Kick ass, bro. But that character he played in here he is with Meryl Streep in... look at this. Here's a picture of Bob Gunton and Meryl Streep. What movie were they in together? It looks like the Academy Awards. He's never been nominated. I find that, or has he? I bet you I'm missing that. He must have been. I love, but by the time I check off this planet, I would love to be able to hit it out of the park like that guy, man. You know? Maybe just once or twice. Maybe just once. Here's, he was Shawshank Redemption. He was in a movie called Mountaintop. He was in 24, played Ethan Kanan. And Daredevil, which is also a TV series. So, yeah. Ghostbusters Afterlife. You could see him. I could see him playing off of in a comic role. The Cool Kids. Unbroken. Path to Redemption. The Black Fist. Alas. And the Alias in the List. I don't know what the hell this shit is. Law and Order. Yeah, this is the kind of cat that just works, where he'll always work. Great. Will be always, never stops working. That's how good that guy is. All right, so...
Gloria Grubner is with us, and...
look at this, he's been married since 2006. Is that it, Bob? Man, you were a bachelor a long time, son. No? He was in the U.S. Army, earning the Vietnam Service Medal and a Bronze Star for valor, 69 through 71. He was drafted, shipped off. He said, Johnson may have escalated the war, but when I was drafted and shipped off to Vietnam, the signature on my orders was Nixon's. All right, man.
Gloria Grubner here.
Well, this is Dr. Rod Tarter today.
And Dr. Tarter, we thought what we would do is a change of pace, is we have some questions. Are you open to that?
I am open to that. I'm open to taking questions from people who said the bin.
You're not too nervous about it.
No, I would not. Why would I be I wouldn't be nervous. I'm not nervous at all.
Movie stars who've never been nominated for an Oscar, part two. Yeah, see, Bob Gunton is a guy that you figure would have been. But fuck no. Michael Gambon, Robert Carlyle. These are all goddamn good actors. I haven't heard of any of these other guys. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Where is it? Rene Russo, Dennis Quaid, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Well, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, how many movies has he been in? Clifton Collins Jr. He's terrific. Aaron Eckhart. That's hard to believe. Delroy Lindo. There's a cat that should be nominated for a fucking Academy Award. Bob Gunton. Rita Hayworth. Well, that too late for her. Michael Sheen. Rutger Hauer. Some good goddamn actors. They've never been nominated. David Warner. Another great one. You know, Daniel Craig. Kevin Bacon. Brendan Gleeson. He's fucking phenomenal. Billy Crudup. Phenomenal. There you go, huh? So don't worry about it. Never been nominated for an Academy Award because they're too goddamn good. And they're not really movie stars, right? They're just good, solid fucking character actors. Who wants anyone like that? All right. Ward Bond. I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm reading just bullshit now. Okay.
Ward Bond. You know, I used to get so moist.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I should. But Ward Bond in Wagon Train, yeah.
Oh.
You know, I shouldn't say Larry would vomit.
Mother, no. God, no.
Larry, I'm entitled. I'm a woman. But Ward Bond, God damn. I loved him so.
Mother.
Larry, what's your major malfunction? I loved Ward Bond in Wagon Train. You know that. He knows it. All these other monkeys know it.
All right, motherfuckers, I'm done. Let's go. Boom.